The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 407. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing? How you doing?
Brett Murdoch.
What's up, people?
And Brian Monjoma.
Google Stadia. G4, and now Liz Truss. These all the things have come and gone while Throwdown still lives.
This is true. This is very true, you know. And we outlasted the cabbage, you know, or we will. Or it was a lettuce, right? It was lettuce that, Brian?
Yeah, it was lettuce.
Okay, well, we're going to outlast the lettuce too, you know. Believe that.
At this rate, we're going to outlast the sun.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Throwdown for life, man. So, yeah, we're back with another one. Full disclosure. Oh, by the way, we got the full crew tonight. Ain't that something?
Yeah, boy.
Go down back in the house, man. Shout out to everybody who's currently in the chat. We see Barry Burn in the house. Paiku Han, you know. Logic Wins, you know. All right, coming in. So, full disclosure. I've been so busy this week with hardware stuff that I can't talk about at the moment. That I haven't seen or heard of any of these stories until today. I think that Silent Hill was the only one I kind of knew because Manny told me about it yesterday when we went to go see Maiden, right? But other than that, I'm like, So I'm going to be as surprised as some of the other panelists here. I'm looking at you, Brett. You know, it's going to be interesting.
I was going to say, Tony's pulling the Brett.
That's it. I am, man. So,
Life's better that way.
Yeah. So let's get into it, man. The first story here. Sony may cancel the PlayStation Showcase because of Microsoft. Uh-oh. Did you guys hear about this one?
Oh.
So apparently, I'll read this in full, but because I did kind of hear. Okay. So this insider called Miley A on Twitter, she goes, the ongoing CMA investigation for Microsoft acquisition of Activision Blizzard has indeed delayed any showcase plans for Sony. Exclusive titles and first-party IPs were locked in. Sony believes a showcase will add weight to Microsoft's arguments. Remember, Microsoft's been saying, Sony has plenty of games. What the fuck do they need Call of Duty for? So apparently, Sony is not doing a showcase because they don't want to lend credence to what Microsoft said.
Hold on. Let's call this what this is. They don't want to release something so that they can manipulate the findings of a court case that could be beneficial in their favor.
Yes.
This isn't like, oh, we don't want to hurt our thing. They are trying to create a fucking narrative at your expense.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
That bullshit. Seems to be going on, yeah.
I do have one thing to say.
Say it.
Do they even have the games to have a showcase in?
That's my question. I'm like, Sony, what do you have?
I think that's the real answer there.
That's what I think. Yeah.
I don't think they're like, damn, we got to stop. We can't. Because you just talked about before the show. Was it the Capcom and the other one, the two exclusives to PlayStation? I mean, that's not a part of that showcase. They just announced it.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that. They don't have anything to show.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you guys. I think the real reason is because they have no games. That's why they don't have a showcase. You know, because this says they had games, but apparently, I don't know about that. They don't have any
Jim
games.
Ryan's being a little bitch. That's what it is.
Yeah. Blitz says, isn't the point of the showcase to show off new stuff we don't know about? But again, like we talked about on the last show, if what you have to show is like years out, I know Sony has a tendency to do this. It's going to look bad, especially because we haven't had anything for 2 years, you know? So that again, I could be wrong. That's just my theory that the real reason this is being canceled is because they have no games. And most of the panel agrees with that. But according to this, Sony is not showing games or having a showcase because they don't want to make Microsoft's case for them.
That's just
I don't know about that, bro.
Which is weird because Microsoft just
released
their... Oh. Bro, you cut out.
cut out.
Brett's got important things to say, and it's going away.
Jim Ryan's adjusting his volume.
Y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Are we talking about Microsoft releasing their numbers today?
No. Yeah. Later on. Yeah. Later on, we're going to talk about it.
Okay. I'll wait then.
All right. any more thoughts on this? Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I'm just wondering about this narrative. Like, doesn't make Sony look good in either respect? Like, canceling your showcase because you don't want to make Microsoft's case. If they themselves put that out there, that's insane, because like, you don't look good doing that. But are they weighing it against like, we really don't have anything to show, so let's just say it's Microsoft's fault?
Yeah, right. So apparently they were going to announce the showcase on October 11th, and the showcase was supposed to take place today. Makes sense, though. They usually have things on Thursdays.
A showcase did happen today.
Yeah, but not the showcase.
It's not the showcase, but it was a PlayStation showcase regardless.
Yeah, that's true. But this is the showcase.
Unless they were going to focus heavily on Call of Duty and promote whatever exclusive content was going to be part of it. And that's why they don't want to do it, because then they're like, oh, we're helping them promote this, blah, blah, blah. So if that's true, then every year until this contract's over, we're never going to see another showcase or any kind of advertising.
Yeah, right, by that logic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in the camp where they definitely don't have much to show.
They don't have anything, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is just an excuse. They can spin it either way, PR-wise.
Well, they didn't say it, right? This is a rumor.
This is just an insider thing. Obviously, take this with a heavy dose of salt, you know?
Until I see it on Sony's website and a big warning sign, no show due to Microsoft purchasing event, then I'm not.
They're not going to admit that, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I can't see. What other reason can they give? They have to give an honest reason. You can't just. You got to say due to what? They can't blame COVID, so they got to blame something.
No, they will.
Yeah, or they don't have to say anything at all. They just don't have to say anything.
Wasn't this scheduled?
No, nothing was scheduled.
They don't. I thought this was a scheduled event that got canceled.
No, it's just people trying to like say, where's the showcase? Where's the showcase?
Gotta have something, you know.
A bunch of ads.
11 minutes, you know. Sony doesn't have to say shit. They don't have to say anything, you know.
Did they ever miss a showcase window that you know of? Anyway,
there is no showcase window. They just happen when they happen, you know.
I thought this was a season type of shit.
Well, they sometimes have events in the latter half of the year. PSX was during this time.
December actually, the PSX.
Yeah. Well, last part of the year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, even in the show, in the question show, we even got asked a whole bunch of times, like, is there going to be a showcase, or what do you guys think they're going to show on the showcase? And like, well, I don't know. I don't think they're even going
to
have one.
Yeah, my answer hasn't changed. You know, I don't think they're going to have a showcase, and they have nothing to show. So that's it. All right. Move on. What else happened?
Unless they're remaking all this other stuff.
Man,
everything's a remake.
Yeah. There's a lot of bochinche going on today in the gaming industry, man. That's gossip. So this next story I have here is Microsoft reveals Sony's Activision deal is blocking Call of Duty from Game Pass. Brett, get in here.
Again, Jim Ryan, be a little bitch. Here's the thing I don't understand about this whole thing. Like, why does it now appear all of a sudden that Sony's number one priority is fucking up this Call of Duty deal? Like, is it really that financially sound?
It has to be.
It is. It's Call of Duty, dude. You know?
I mean, I know that, but they're not taking it away yet. Like, I know we've all said, like, we know it's going away eventually, but I wish this was
a big deal outside of this. Like, this sounds like it's a big deal, but I mean, like, when you see, like, there are financial reports and news outlets that cover big corporate takeovers, no one's talking about this craziness. Maybe because they're blowing it off. They're like, there's no reason to. This deal is going to happen. Jim Ryan bitching about everything. It's just him bitching and venting. It's not going to change anything. I would think if this was really going to block something, this would be news all over the place. Because what was it? It was Morgan Stanley something. They were selling some stocks, and that's why people are scrambling, thinking that this shit's not going to happen because they're going to back out of the deal.
I don't know. So this is what it says. The agreement between Activision Blizzard and Sony includes restrictions on the ability of Activision Blizzard to place Call of Duty title on Game Pass for a number of years. So that's not a rumor.
But that's part of the file. Yeah, but that's if they were still their own company. They sold all that shit. That's it. It's a different ownership.
Yeah.
But the thing you can do about that. They're not breaking the rules.
No, they're not. But again, Sony's just being very petty about this.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, all this is bullshit. And this is real. This is happening.
Yeah, and here's the thing that gets me, like, and I don't want to tap too far ahead, but like Microsoft straight up admitted that Sony was beating them by, quote, every conceivable metric. And Sony's response basically seems to be like, yeah, I'd like to keep it that way. I don't know how that's been normalized. Like, I get Sony doesn't want to have anybody cutting into their market share. But we're not talking about a monopoly here. We're talking about somebody who almost has a monopoly on gaming, pitching a bitch fit because they might not possibly one day have that entire monopoly. I don't understand where the logic to even talk about this rationally comes from.
Yeah, none of this makes sense. If a company says, hey, we're for sale, who has the money? And they have the money and they go buy. No, you can't buy one. Well, we don't want you to. Don't buy it. Stop. Because that's what it sounds like right now. It's like, stop doing it. Because even if they bring in court, like, all right, is this a hostile takeover? No. Did they buy up a bunch of ships? No. Was this a closed door deal? No. Then why are you bitching? Because you didn't have enough money in your piggy bank to buy this ship?
Yeah, because they don't want to lose their stranglehold on the industry. Which again,
that's it. Yeah, exactly.
They're not legally obligated to have that stranglehold, which is the thing that nobody seems to be talking about.
Well, I mean, isn't that how businesses work? You want to be the top dog? Like, well, it's not about playing nice.
It is. You do want to be the top dog, but you usually don't bitch and moan publicly to your fans about this kind of thing in such a way. And usually, unless it's clear that, like, oh, yeah, these kind of things don't usually come up unless a clear monopoly is being made. And usually the evidence, you know, for the monopoly is so overwhelming that literally anybody goes like, yeah, duh. Yeah,
Oh, they got him. They got him.
Yeah, Jim Ryan ain't happy with Brett right now.
It's a keyword. It gets flagged. It's like that Google beat.
Yeah, Adam, your camera right tonight, man? What's up?
I'm not feeling good.
Oh, okay. Oh, fair enough. I want to see that beautiful face, man.
Oh,
man. It's all good. It's all good. You don't
know. Yo, man, show us some of that beam footage.
Yeah, I want to see Metal Jesus, you know. Yeah. Oh, you don't have the Jesus hair yet, right?
My mom's, when she came down, she cut it. And I flipped out. I was like, I just said a trim, and she just, my son started crying and stuff. It was bad.
Do you have the little curls and stuff?
I couldn't believe she did that show. Like, why would you do that? Oh, I wanted to give you a hairstyle. I didn't ask for a hairstyle. I just asked for a trim.
Now you know what it was like when you and your boy cut my hair.
No, he's been holding on for years. No, he wasn't. He wasn't because he flipped out. The guy said he knew what he was doing. He cut his own hair, right? And so he said, yeah, he's going to fix him up. He gave him a mohawk. He gave Manny a mohawk.
No, he didn't give me a mohawk. He shaved my head. That's what he
did. All of it?
What happened is, number one, this dude, what he would do is all he had was short hair. So the dude said he cut his own hair. So, okay, so I let him cut my hair. But the thing is, what the fuck do you usually do? You just shave your hair off. So you don't do anything. So he did it. And I was like, fuck.
Oh, man. Anyway.
See what happens when you get something you don't want? Around.
Shit. real quick, back to the topic here. Blizzcos, isn't Sony just doing their job for their customers, though? Biggest game possibly getting taken away, so they should stay quiet? It's a good question. You know,
it's not even that.
Well, it's not for the customers. It's for themselves, their profit margin, and their investors. Really, I mean, a lot of us, if you love Call of Duty that much, you would move platforms for it, right? People have done that already. That's not a big deal. And if you have multiple consoles and you don't care, if you have PC, you don't care. But to Sony, this is a big deal because they need to look out for their investors and their profit margin. That's why it's a big deal. They could say they care about it. They don't care what we think.
This is true.
Oh, we know when they should start selling out and asking for $70 for freaking remakes and shit.
Yeah, because you know what's going to happen when Call of Duty like eventually leaves, and like you know they start like losing money. The shareholders are going to be pissed off. You know, it's like what happened.
The funny thing about this is that when Microsoft had this had you know kind of an exclusivity on the Call of Duty franchise, like for a long time. Nobody was saying anything. Microsoft didn't come down on them and be like, oh, hey, what are you doing? This is, you know.
Well, that's because it was an exclusive. It was still on their platform. That's why.
It's still on their platform. But the thing about it is, like, my guess is that, yeah, eventually Call of Duty will go away. And I think they're just afraid of it. But to be honest, why should Sony be afraid of it?
I don't think
unless
it's going
to unless their first parties are not up to par. And that's the bigger thing. If they weren't running into some sort of wall on their end, they should be like, no, we're fine. You know, we don't need that shit.
I still don't think it's going to go away. And they know that. They just want it in writing. They want to make sure that all of the Call of Duties carry over. I think they're still going to get Warzone and all those other free ones. Because, I mean, Minecraft is still there. And that's a big money maker.
Yeah, I don't think that Sony is making the money off of Minecraft that they are over the deal with Call of Duty.
Call of Duty is a whole other animal, man.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And it's a whole other animal that keeps growing with different franchises. It's got different branches on it. So even if they're like, oh, we want this, okay, fine. But then what's stopping Microsoft from making another Call of Duty series? And call it like Super Fighter or whatever bullshit they come up with. And then that's a whole other series. Just like we have Modern Warfare and we have the Black Ops series. And then what? They're going to bitch about that too. Well, we want that. And then, well, no, it wasn't around when we made this deal. This is something new. Don't bitch.
Yeah, this whole thing is getting very interesting. And also, we already kind of brought it up. So Call of Duty is actually going to be staying. We already talked about this and we actually projected the numbers correctly, but now it's official. Call of Duty is going to stay on PlayStation at least through 2027. We already said this on the show. We kind of did our throwdown numbers, and we actually were correct. So, Miss Cleo, where you at? You know?
She's dead.
Damn,
she died.
Man.
She died, man.
She got hit by a bus crossing the street in Queens Boulevard.
And she was, I saw this whole special on her because she was out in the Portland area. That's where she lives. And she was an actress or whatever on Broadway out there. And this was a little gimmick thing she did on the side, and it worked out.
Wow. So Call of Duty is still going to be on PlayStation for a while, you know. But they kept saying it.
That's the thing. It's like, you know, they want it for life. There's no guarantee for anything in life.
Yeah, but, you know, again, because they know the shareholders are going to be pissed off, you know, because profits need to be going up every year. And if they're down, you know, they're gonna be like, what's going on? Where's Call of Duty?
And they should have all ponied up and bought the damn company when they saw it was.
Yeah. So, and Brad was already talking about it, so I'm going to jump right to it. So, remember how we've been complaining about this for years, how Microsoft does not release console sales, right, at all. Like, they stopped doing that with the Xbox One. Remember, during the 360 era, Microsoft was very happy to tell you how much Xbox was selling, right?
Well, they had to because it was blowing up.
But the thing is, like, the console was doing very well, so obviously they were like, hey, Aaron Greenberg, look how much consoles we sold, right? Very proud of that. That all changed with the Xbox One. That shit wasn't selling.
It was horrible.
Yeah. But now, as Brett said, Microsoft showed how much consoles they sold to prove that Sony outsells them. Ain't that something?
There you go. Hey, that's so what's the number? It's got to be low. I think there's only like 200 people.
So check this out.
It's me and a
so people. Between the Xbox Series S, the Series X, and the Xbox One, let's have some fun here. Take a guess, Adam. How many consoles were sold between those three systems?
Wait, let's play this game. All right, so
Xbox One.
Okay.
Series X.
Series X.
And Series S. Combined, how many have they sold?
Oh, combined.
Take a guess.
20 million.
No, it's more than that. But I will give you a clue. It's their third. They're in third place.
Third place. 70 million.
Close. Shave it down a little.
60. 65.
63. 63.7 million. That's...
For three
systems. Yeah. Right. Conversely, the Nintendo Switch, 103 million. PlayStation, this is PS4 and PS5, 150 million, 151.4 million. So Microsoft showed this to go, yeah, Sony's kicking our ass, so they shouldn't be complaining that we're getting Call of Duty.
Isn't that funny? It's
they admitted that they suck with consoles.
Yeah. It's the rich underdog. That's what it is. It's like, yeah, we got all stuff. Yeah, but you're not making it. All right, well, we got tons of money. Yeah. It reminds me of the Million Dollar Man buying up the public pool so he can use it, you know, kicking all the kids out. So, well, shit, I'm going to buy it.
Hold on. Blitz goes, Switch is undertracked and PS is overtracked. By whose measure? Like, where are you getting those numbers from? And please do not say VG charts.
Craigslist.
We don't trust VG charts around here, you know? But the thing is, Sony and Nintendo are very good with their numbers. They release them pretty much every quarter, you know? Microsoft doesn't, obviously, you know? Okay, so let's look it up. What were Sony's last sales, according to Sony? Because, they actually do release these often.
So where did they present the second quarter somewhere? Where were they?
No, in some kind of court, because, again, there's some shit going on. Hold on. The CMA, which is basically the UK's version of the FTC, is the right. So they showed that to the CMA, to the England FTC, you know? Because remember, they're having this, like, legal battle and shit.
There you go. I mean, you can't argue that. Those numbers are pretty low.
Pretty low, they are.
Do what you can. Okay, I'll prove you need it. And then we'll see if that moves the needle next year when they go back to this.
Yeah. I don't see. I can't find the numbers here, Blitz. But, yeah, they're out there. But either way, it doesn't matter. Sony, obviously, the top dog there, you know? No denying that. I don't know. I just think the whole way Jim Ryan's going about this is very fucking petty. I understand their position, obviously, because they're losing Call of Duty, the biggest fucking game on earth. But it's like, come on now, you know?
Well, the way I see it, if anything, they have all these years then to develop a better one or something comparable.
That's not going to happen.
Well, I made that argument too. It's like, just play nice with Microsoft and fucking make a project and start.
Yeah, exactly.
Make your own shooter, man.
In fact, look at some of these devs that are there, and I'm sure there's some that aren't happy or whatever, and grease their palms. I'm like, yeah, we're opening up another studio. Come aboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Bungie's for, you know, to an extent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bungie's done it. They got the Halo knockoff. They can do it.
Yeah, like they've for years they've been trying to make the Halo knockoff. So now they have the company to make the Halo knockoff.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. It's like, what do they have to really worry about in this sort of situation? If not, they have the company that literally fucking created Halo. All right, make me a fucking Halo.
Exactly. Do that. No, don't do that. Make a better one. You don't want this fucking crap in town.
Make me ODST. I don't know.
Yeah,
do something.
Logic Wins goes, how we don't have a new Killzone yet is mind-boggling. It's not mind-boggling at all. The game doesn't sell, you know? That game only existed to be the Halo killer. And the Halo's dead anyway, so Killzone makes no sense anymore, you know?
The only reason why it lasted as long is because Sony felt the need that they needed some sort of a Halo killer. So now they have the company that makes Halo. So, you know, if this, you know, and then again, if this acquisition goes through and then they eventually start pulling away Call of Duty, I say this, like, then just get the guys that did these games to make a really awesome game.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So
they obviously understand how to make really, you know, like they managed to turn around, like, you know, like, you know, Destiny, you know, Destiny did amazing, but they managed to turn it around to the point where, in other words, it didn't cause a bunch of bad press and cause it to fall apart.
They don't want to do the work. That's what it is. They don't want to do the work. They just want the shit to just sit there and generate money. They don't want to have to go in.
That's the weird thing about these new guys that are over there at Sony. It's like they seem like they're more the same way Microsoft was dependent on their third parties. They are dependent on their third parties.
They both are. This. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't understand this because, like, technically, like, Microsoft has way more money to throw at litigation and dragging things out in court and whatever. And if they start to play that game, then Sony will look like fools because it's like, instead of tasking Bungie or whoever and making your own first person, I don't know, war fighter, whatever the hell you want to call it, you have now spent that money in court fighting Microsoft for doing something that is commonplace, right? You're trying to stop them. So you're throwing millions of dollars into litigation and lawyers and filing lawsuits all over the world instead of, I don't know, making a game. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. By the way, shout out to Mob Hits with the Bits.
Good Mob stuff. Hits with those bits.
But yeah, I find this whole thing fascinating. Just this petty bickering going on right now, you know? It's interesting to me. All right, move on. Speaking about some more bochinche here. So apparently some developer came out and he claims that many studios are asking Xbox to drop mandatory Series S compatibility. I'm not surprised by that. That thing's holding everything back. You know, that fucking console, you know? It says, the guy comes from this Bosa Studios. I don't know what that is. Bosa Studios developer argues that the console has turned out to be an albatross around the neck of production. Fuck.
His there you go. Turned to ashes, yes. His grave.
Microsoft, and I'm reading this off of the VGC here. Microsoft's entry-level console Series S is limiting the potential of new-gen games to developer at indie studios, Bosa Studios. I agree. We've been saying this shit from the jump. We said this was going to happen, you know? In general, if you're going to develop for the lowest common denominator, you have to, you know, it's going to hold you back. So I understand that, you know, it's a good option for people. We may not have a lot of money, but, I would think a company should look at the bigger picture, right? It's like, hey, everybody's going to get the new system eventually anyway. Put out the heaviest shit you can, you know, and people will catch up eventually, you know, not put this fucking piece of shit console out there. You know, I've always said that Series S was a piece of junk, you know, and developers seem to agree, you know, because, I mean, this thing is like, what is the real purpose of this thing?
There was something that they were doing. I saw the same report and it said that Microsoft told the devs that they were going to free up some more VRAM so that way they can get things running. It was that they can't do to dump more to run off of the internal hard drive space as opposed to what's already physically the memory that's there. I don't know if that's going to help, but I remember seeing
what they should do. Yeah, you know what they should do? Stop developing games for that system. And if you want to play like real games, right? You know, like heavy games, just do it through the cloud on that system.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's how they already advertise. I think that's what you can do, really.
Yeah. Yeah, because you shouldn't be making games locally for this fucking thing, you know? Yeah, you got it, Mighty Nerd. But again, we've been saying this from the jump when it comes to that system, you know?
The funny thing is, the guy who said it, you know, Bosa Games, I didn't know who that was. So I checked out the studio, and they're the ones that make a Surgeon Simulator. So
oh, really? Like, okay. Yeah, so it's interesting.
Like, it's the Surgeon Simulator guy's like, yo, man.
We can't make our operation game. The controllers don't vibrate right on that console.
Yeah. I don't really have any more thing. We've been talking about this fucking system forever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of us didn't want an Xbox One S because we knew that, you know, whenever you have the lowest common denominator, you always have to abide by the rules that run through that console first.
Yep.
And that's why we were mad at, you know, all these cross-gen games, especially this late. Especially, you know, I'm looking at God of War. How am I supposed to be impressed about a game that's running on a system that's supposed to be light years ahead of the old one when the game still runs on the old one?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I didn't, you know.
Hold shit back, man. All right, so let's move on to some more crazy stuff. Silent Hill 2 remake.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with this?
A long rumor. In fact, this is one of those rumors that was from that guy, the one that, you know, grows his face. I can't remember the guy that had the scandal not long ago.
Who, Hassan?
Not Hassan. The dude. Remember that one guy who was essentially known for making leaks on Twitter. This was one of those things.
Oh, was it Dust Golem? That guy?
Not Dust Golem. It was something called the Leaker or something. Pro Leaker.
Oh, yeah. And it turned out he was a journalist, right?
He was a fucking idiot. Yes, this is one of those things that was leaked when he talked about.
Yeah, but he was leaking actual info. Yeah, he had embargoed info.
That fucking
he actually yeah. said yeah. he said as far as the Silent Hill at the time, he said that one wasn't embargoed and he knew about it. So he just released the information. So, okay. Silent Hill remake, Bloober Team. This has been rumored for a while. And finally, it's actually coming. So Silent Hill 2. From what it looks like, it's they didn't give a lot of information. They just sort of showed a trailer and said that a couple of the original character designer from, you know, from Silent Hill's involved. So I think that's the guy who modeled all the characters. And then I think and then also the musician who also did all the, you know, he always does all the stuff. So he's in there, too. So they're just essentially sort of expanding the game a little bit, and then also while keeping, you know, to the original. So it looks pretty good. You know, things look a little bit different. I mean, obviously they're using Unreal Engine, like they're very what do you call it? That's what Bloober Team likes to use. So.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say. I never played a Silent Hill game. The only Silent Hill game I played was the PT. That's literally it. You know,
I mean, so Chris, you're pretty excited about this thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. It's kind of funny they made James Sunderland kind of look a little bit like Leon when he looked in the mirror.
Yeah, that was my one issue with it all. It's like they sort of look a little more like other characters. Like James doesn't really look like himself anymore.
No, he doesn't look like the original character. It's very different.
Yeah, same thing with what's her face. Like they showed her
Maria on Maria. Or his wife. Yeah,
His wife. They sort of look a little bit different than they did.
And this is a PlayStation exclusive. You guys said this is.
It says I think it's a 12-month console exclusive.
Console exclusive. Yeah.
What, coming to PC after that?
Well, probably. No, it's probably coming to PC.
So probably Xbox and PC. Yeah. No, they said PlayStation console exclusive. So. They weren't clear on that.
Yeah, they said console exclusive. So I just usually mean that. Like, okay, I guess that means the PC version is coming out.
I guess so. Yeah. They didn't have a Steam logo or anything on that final image, so I didn't know.
Yeah, that's also a thing.
So.
I don't know who they're releasing it to, or Epic Games Store, or whoever they released it to.
Yeah, so I guess maybe they're probably going to do it just like they did that game that they made. What was it? The hell game was that?
Medium?
Medium, yeah. Do it like that, where essentially it was for maybe like 6 months, it was an Xbox exclusive, and then it came out for everything.
I think it was on Game Pass.
Logic Win says that PC is day and date with the PS5 version of Silent Hill.
Okay. So then I was right about it. Then it's a console exclusive, and then it's just coming out on
World premiere.
That's fine.
I mean, they didn't show too much. Like, man, you said they showed the trailer, but they had little gameplay pieces where it looks like it's over the shoulder third person. You know,
yeah,
kind of like Resident Evil, and. That's about it.
What was the original camera angle? Or was it just?
It was fixed. It was static cameras. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. For the most part, fixed.
And they do cinematic tracking. You know, like where he'd run, and you'd have the camera turn to face him, and then another camera would pan over him. So you'd have these haunting angles. You'd have like a three quarters view and an overhead and a side camera. But no, this is just fixed on his shoulder. It's third person. You know.
Yeah. Mob Hits goes. There's a demo going around. Is there?
Going around, who's giving it
away? You know.
Yeah. The only demo I know was for the third person mode in the RE8, not Silent Hill 2. They didn't
Piggy Dan gave us. He goes one. What is that? I guess that one bit for y'all being ponies. Now me, you know, if I was if I was a pony, I'd be excited for this game because it's an exclusive. Never care for Silent Hill. I still don't care for Silent Hill.
Me neither. I don't care about Silent Hill.
I'm good. Sorry. Killer Instinct, Reggie, what's going on, brother? You know?
If we were ponies, wouldn't we celebrate Jim Ryan attacking Microsoft and try to sue him around the world?
Yeah, we just called Jim Ryan a bitch, you know? So we're definitely not ponies, you know?
Are there any ponies left in the show? Dirk!
Damn, I don't know, man. I don't think there ever were any ponies, you know, unless we got Riku on, you know.
Yo, man,
how's it going, guys?
Remember when we used to get called the pony down?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember who called us that specifically.
Oh, you know? Did he say it with a specific accent?
Babylon, you know.
Going to Babylon.
Oh, man. He's probably still hating us, even though we're talking all that shit about Sony, you know. They're still ponies. You know, golden crust and shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. You're all a bunch of deckheads. Yes, I am a deckhead. Well, who gave us bit? Oh, yeah. Fergus Mills, the savior of Throwdown.
Fergus Mills.
I play with my deck every day. I play at home. I play my deck at work.
Yo, my boss called me playing with my deck.
Yeah, he was like, you play with that deck again? I'm like, you know it. You know
it. You want to touch my deck?
All right. Well, he did because he saw I had a new case on. He's like, oh, this feels smooth. I'm like, I know.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Oh, man. Stop posting your deck pics. Yeah, man. You know, yeah. Send me deck pics.
Speaking of deck.
Bob hits with the hits, man.
Emu deck 2.0, man. Emu deck 2.0 changed a lot of stuff. I mean, some, man.
It changed your life, man. You grew chest hairs and everything.
Well, they added retro achievements. Remember that thing that I was using for the retro achievements? They added that so you can log into it.
Retro Chivo.
Yeah, they added now that the games can get scanned for the box art and stuff, like Switch games and all the things that were not part of that originally, which means now that they can be activated outside of the emulator. Before, you needed to click the emulator, see the list of games, and then click the one you want. Now you could actually just have the games next to each other. So you could have like a Switch game or one of those other games next to all your other PC Steam games, right, with box art. Really cool. There's a saturation through a Decky Loader. That's what I'm working with right now. I'm trying to get that up and running. That works with the color saturation, and that does wonders. The screen isn't that great on the Steam Deck, but this, man, this makes it pop.
All right, who started talking about Steam Deck in the chat? Because look what happened. We're talking about Silent Hill. Now we're talking about the Steam Deck.
Well, nobody likes Silent Hill.
Yeah, don't get us started, man. We'll talk about the Steam Deck all day, every day, you know? Can Adam write a book? We're trying to get him to write a book, you know? Man, it takes time.
That's a lot.
All right.
Got to change names.
Yeah.
He has to hire a biographer. That's what I have to do.
There you go, man.
Get Adam a nice biographer. Be like, you know, we do know a writer.
Yeah, maybe, you know. Writer who's very, very busy writing right now. All right, man. Anything else you guys want to say about the Silent Hills?
I mean, this is not the only one, by the way. Silent Hill 2 Remake is not the only one.
We could talk There's about more. This, right?
Huh?
We could talk about that?
Yeah, we could talk
about that. All right, so go ahead.
There was a bunch of stuff on this show.
Okay, so yeah, what else did they show?
So there was Silent Hill Remake, and then was it Silent Hill Town something?
Townfall.
Townfall. Now, this is a totally new Silent Hill game that's being developed by another company. We don't know anything about it. They just showed you some stuff, and then you just had some interviews with the guy saying, hey, we really love the original Silent Hill. So they just showed some stuff. Then there is another one, which is sort of a weird hybrid game, and it's by Bad Robot. So from what I hear, it's
the TV company that does the TV show Bad Robot.
Yeah, it's J.J. Abrams' company, and what they're doing is they're essentially making it. From what the rumors, but I think what it is it's sort of like the Bandersnatch, where it's sort of like a choose your own adventure TV show thing. Mm-hmm.
Then like the Netflix stuff.
Yeah, like the Netflix stuff, but it didn't say anything about Netflix. But I mean, who knows? Maybe Konami does have some time with Netflix or something. Anyway, yeah, there you go.
And by the way, shout out to James the Awake. He's very excited about Silent Hill. Good stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, for Silent Hill fans, this sort of like just came out of nowhere too.
I mean, I played a bunch of the games. I played 1 through 4. I played the remake of 1, Shattered Memories, mm-hmm. And I played what was it? The one on 360. It wasn't Downpour. I didn't play that one. It was the one before that. Oh, yeah,
the one with the guy in the jail, right?
Yeah, that one. God damn it, I can't remember the name, but I played that one. I played that on 360.
I've only played the one where the chick drives into a town and there's a lot of ash everywhere. And when the horn would go off.
That was 3, I think, right?
That was the only one 3. I've ever played. And I had no idea what was going on. I was like, yeah, I'm out. I don't know what's happening.
Well, yeah. And then there's the Silent Hill F, but I guess the F is like a musical note or something.
I don't know if it's a weird one because it could be a game. It could be a show.
It was on PS5. Last thing they showed where she turns it to like a mushroom or something. I don't know. It was weird. It was very trippy.
So I guess that's another game. And that one has the right some a famous Japanese writer involved and some director. So
and that's made by like another company. Yeah, it reminds me of a little bit of Siren, except for the mushroom stuff.
Yeah, and this one takes place in Japan. It's not in America at all.
It could be like Silent Hill is everywhere.
Silent Hill, Japan! Japan!
Maybe it just disappears and reappears. Japan, the whole town vanishes. It can move all over the world. That would be scary. Uh-oh.
Every town has a silent street.
What's the story? What's the main premise of the whole
thing? Don't know. They just showed
Don't know.
No, no, not just this, but it's just Silent Hill in general. Like, is it just one long thing like Resident Evil was
the Umbrella Corporation? It's not like a weird connected story. There are things that connect between them, but they're not like direct sequels, except for, with the exception of, 2 is the weird outstander because it takes place in the same town, but the town is slightly different. There's different things that happen there. So it's almost like this horror world, this horror dimension that for each, new, participant in it, it represents something different to them.
Yeah, the 1 and 3 are kind of linked directly because the girl's supposed to be the reincarnation of Harry Mason's daughter.
Yeah.
And
Harry
so
Mason, like the meet Harry Mason again.
Yeah. And then so in 1 there was kind of occult stuff going on. They did like sacrifices in the town and they summoned some demon and that's why Silent Hill's all fucked up and has 2 versions, like like a nightmare version and then the fog that settles over the town. But then in 2 the town is more like like a micro Twilight Zone. Like if you go in there and you have done something fucked up, the town like punishes you, right? Mm-hmm. But like when James meets other people in the town, like some of them have done really fucked up shit, and then they all this weird shit happens to them, or they die, or he meets people. Like he meets someone. It was a little girl, but there was another dude, and he doesn't see anything fucked up in the town. He's like, "What are you talking about? What fog? What what's going on?" Like. He doesn't see anything because he hasn't done anything. The town, based on your karma or whatever, it just like punishes you. But that's the outlier, like Manny said. 2 was the only game like that. Every other game, even 4, was like, there's this old weird occult shit. 4 had the Infernal Machine at the end. I played it. I'm like, what the fuck? Infernal Machine is in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that guy was obsessed with the cult and stuff, and he was trying to resurrect it or bring it somewhere else or some weird shit that he was trying to do. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, now I have the Perry Mason song stuck in my head. this is a good thing. This is a great song. I was having a conversation with my friend Mike about this. Like, Ozzy was probably like, "Hey, Sharon, I'm going to write something about Perry Mason, It's just a great song. It's crazy. You wouldn't think a song about Perry Mason would be so fucking awesome,
Yeah.
Well, at least that's about Perry Mason. It's not like Iron Man, which is not about Iron Man.
No, it's not at all. It is about something else completely.
Yeah.
It's about a guy who was turned to steel in a gray magnetic field. What the fuck?
Yes. Came from the future,
That's why they showed all that weird kaiju shit in the video, right?
They made a video for it.
Like a video. Like they just show like all kinds of like footage.
Oh, crazy! I got
from this from like secrets.
From 1970. Damn,
that's cool. I mean, it might have been. No. I don't know. Or they show that other one, the other thing where there's like the top of the pops that are on a stage.
Maybe, yeah. All right, good stuff. And then another showcase happened. Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Which one is this now? This is Village 2.
This is it was both.
It's both.
You're both right. Yeah, so they talked more about Village. So there's a demo for the third person mode, which is weird. It's like, why would you just demo that? So it's the main game, there's just a small demo where you play in third person instead of first person. And that comes out next Friday with the Shadows of Rose story DLC, and they added Lady Dimitrescu and Heisenberg to mercenaries.
No, of course. And
she steps on werewolves. That should make people very happy. And
freaks.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I want that big woman to step on me. All right, bro.
I think though people should temper their expectations. All the DLCs for like 7, all of those were not very long. So I think people are thinking, oh, get in the story DLC. I don't think it's going to be very long. I think it's probably going to be like an hour or two at most.
Probably.
It's, you know, it's going to be short, so people should get too excited. But what people were really there for was to see RE4 gameplay, which looked pretty good. It looked nice. You know, there's some stuff that's like beat for beat, like the old game. Like he sees the village, they burn the guy in the village. The potato sack chainsaw guy chases him into the house.
Yeah.
He fucking runs upstairs and jumps through the window. Yeah, I was like, oh shit, all that stuff is there. He can melee people. He seems to have multiple melee options. Like he can do the thing like three or something where you can take your knife, your survival knife, and stab a dude in the head to get him off of you. He can break free if you tap the button really fast. And then after that, he does a roundhouse kick and like knocks everyone away. I mean, the engine looks really good. The texture and everything. I thought it was funny. He lit the cow on fire. So you know how you could shoot lanterns in the old game and they fall and they just like light up? Well, now it burns anything under it. So he shot a lantern and it landed on a cow in a stable. And that cow just lit up on fire and ran through all the other, Ganados in the way. I thought that shit was hilarious.
That's awesome. Like, oh, no. Poor cow.
I know. He roasted that cow, and then it became a battering ram.
Get some steak afterwards, you know?
He had some sort of line after it, too. I can't remember what he said.
Yeah, I forgot what he said. I was laughing. I couldn't hear what he said. I thought that shit was hilarious. I mean, it looks really good. They showed, like, obviously they got merch, so there's a collector's edition with like a statue of Leon and he's got the jacket on and everything, and it comes in this big steel case, and it probably has an art book or whatever. But they said all the pre-orders went up today. I didn't see any store had the pre-order for any edition of the game. Now Amazon, I check Amazon, Best Buy, Target, GameStop, none of them had it.
Interesting.
Even PlayStation Store didn't have it, version.
By the way, I must have seen a different trailer because I didn't see a burning cow. You know, because the trailer I saw, I was like,
Yeah.
Trailer. This was actual gameplay, dude.
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw like a 2-minute trailer. That's what I saw.
Yeah, on Capcom's channel, watch the gameplay.
Okay.
From today's stream, and you'll see it.
Okay, maybe I'll think differently because I'm looking. I'm like, you know, you know how I'm. You know, I've been very kind of against this game since the beginning because to me, Resident Evil 4, as it exists, it's perfect. It just needs better graphics. Like the gameplay, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, like 2 and 3 needed a remake. The 4 is like fucking legendary. So that's why it's the same reason I'm skeptical about the Dead Space remake.
Like
the game was already good. You don't need to change anything but the graphics.
So there's two problems, and I think they're shared with Dead Space and this game.
Yeah.
Is I think they're going to tweak a lot of dialogue. So all that corniness, they're going to kind of remove it.
Yeah.
But like Dead Space, we already saw they tweaked some like a lot of the dialogue between Isaac can talk now.
You can talk,
and then and the dialogue between that chick he's with in the ship and the other dude he's trying to fix the Ishimura with, that was completely different. I'm like, I don't know about this. I'm not liking this. Yeah, so
is
now
Boyle
it's
still
like
in the game, by the way, because remember he was in the first one.
Yeah, I don't think that's him. I think
that?
They changed him. Yeah.
Come on now, man.
I think they recast all of them.
I don't like that. I also saw another clip. Like, remember the dog you could free in Resident Evil 4? Like, he's just dead in this one. He's just dead, you know?
Yes.
I'm like, wow, that's kind of weird, you know?
It's weird. And they don't show a lot of stuff outside of the first act, which is before the castle. So they don't really show the castle. They show Salazar, and he looks...
He looks older now.
He looks older. He's got like a powdered wig instead of his like hat. So he looks a little different. But they don't show anything from the island. Yeah, it's interesting. We'll see if they show anything else or if they're going to have a demo. I would hope they have like a little demo so we could see the gameplay. But there was no demo today.
Yeah. I'll still play it though, you know.
Oh yeah, I'll still play it.
Resident Evil's still good. You know, all right. What else do we have here? I have this list as the last thing, but I do want to bring up something else. I'll let you guys talk about it because I can't talk about it. But we got to talk about this Bayonetta 3 situation. You know?
Oh, no. Dramas.
Drama in the industry. Okay, so we already talked about this initially on the Sunday show, right? Basically, at the time, you know, we were discussing how the voice actress was, you know, she said she was only paid $4,000, and she told
people... Well, she was only offered $4,000.
You know, I'm telling you what we reported, right? Mm-hmm. She said she was paid $4,000 and asked people to boycott the game. Turns out... she may have been misleading us.
Oh,
you know, so it turns out that she was actually offered between $4,000 and $5,000 per session. She was going to have five sessions. And apparently this was more money than she was paid to do Bayonetta 2. Right. So now we got a he said, she said thing going on here. You know,
mm-hmm.
Here's my thing about, you know, about the original thing. I was always bothered by the fact that she was asking people to boycott a game, because who does a boycott hurt? The developers have nothing to do with her being recast, you know? Yeah. And based on this new evidence, it seems to me that they were in the right to fire her if she was being unreasonable. She wanted
six figures. Maybe this is why. Maybe she's difficult to work with. Yeah. She sounds like she's bitter. That's what it
sounds like. Yeah. The fact that she's asking people to boycott this game because they changed the voice actress, that's stupid. That's crazy. You know?
Here's what it is. It was a negotiation tactic that blew up in her face, right?
Yeah, like, it did.
She went for more money. They went, no. And she went, you can't make it without me. And then they went, watch. And she freaked out.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, we'll get Femship instead. How about that? You know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. The amount of money, while it's, you know, $4,000 to $5,000 total would be ridiculous, and $4,000 to $5,000 per session, I mean, it might be better, but the story doesn't really change. It's still her freaking out because they called her bluff in a negotiation walkout tactic.
Yeah. And hey, now, James. Yeah, now apparently from what I saw, you know, on Twitter, it's having the opposite effect. Now people are like wanting to buy the game even more just to spite her.
But I mean, her actions make sense to me. I mean, if you guys refuse to give me six figures, I'm telling everyone to boycott Throwdown.
Oh, no shit. Damn. It's like that, bro.
But I got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the only part I found weird. Like, I mean, I thought initially, like, okay, they were lowballing her, right? Based on what she said. I didn't know this other stuff. So, but I did say, like, why would you boycott the game that only hurts the developers? That's not, why would you call for that? Like, that's not hurting Hideki Kamiya and, you know, all these other guys. That hurts the guys working on the game. So I found that kind of weird. Now, with this info, it's like, okay, that's kind of interesting. Also, I found, like, and I had agreed with Manny, we both thought, like, this was just a tactic to get her out of the job and just replace her with Jennifer Hale. Like, maybe Kamiya didn't like her, and what they did to David Hayter, it's like a similar thing. But I guess maybe that's not the case.
No, it's not. Go ahead.
A voice actor is definitely not telling the whole, like, everything. A lot of stuff is fishy. The whole boycott thing is also fishy.
Yeah.
Also, I do got to mention who leaked the or reported the whole session, the 4K per session. It's fucking what's homeboy Jason Schreier, right? Was it Jason Schreier?
Yeah.
And he didn't talk about crunch or anything. So he's always got an agenda, man. I don't know what the hell what they're feeding him, but there's something.
Yeah, he's the one that revealed that she was like being 4K per session, right? He's the one that revealed that, right?
It was either him or someone.
I believe it was him.
At Bloomberg.
Yeah.
So there's something about the story that we still don't know. It's not as, I don't think it's as clear cut as her just getting 4K, only 4K, or them or the session. Something happened that just made it insufferable for both of them to work together, and they ended up hating each other. And we may or may not get the story, but we got this.
Yeah, we have this. I want to bring this up because this is something I think is important. Logic Win says six figures isn't unreasonable considering how iconic Bayonetta is. Even 4K per session sounds like a low. No, here's the thing. You got to keep this is very important. We are all a bunch of gaming nerds and we live in a gaming bubble, right? So to us, Bayonetta is iconic. To the larger world, no one knows who the fuck Bayonetta is. The games do not sell that well, right? So
to be fair, she is in Smash.
She's in Smash. Smash does sell well. That is very true. But like Bayonetta herself is not like Laura Croft or anything like that. So I do think six figures is unreasonable, you know, like, and especially since she was apparently getting paid more than she had in the previous game.
Well, okay. the one thing about it is again, like one thing I do bring up is that voice actors also do not get any residuals for further sales of their games. So any single time that she gets paid for her job, but every single time you download one of those games, you know, one of those DLCs or any of that sort of stuff, yeah, the developers make those money.
Yes, the voice actors don't.
Let's say,
It sounds like a good number, and you know, it sounds like a very reasonable number. But what about in the long run? How much does she work?
But is it reasonable? I guess that's the question that we have to ask ourselves. It said 4 to 5K per session. It was five sessions.
Yeah, five days. It's a work week. $25,000 for a week of work.
Do we know it's a day per session?
A session is a day.
Is it?
Yeah.
A session is probably around a normal work day, 8 to 9 hours, right?
I think it's 6 because I don't think they can record for 8 straight.
Okay, so yeah, so around 6 hours. So you get 6 hours a day
So if she's getting paid 20K, let's say it's the lowest let's say it's just 4K per five sessions. That's 20K for just a work week. Yeah, that's overpay for me. I don't know why she would reject that.
She apparently was getting paid more than she did in a lot for the last game. She just wanted more. So, you know, she was just being greedy. That's what it seems like. I can't say she was. I'm just saying that's what it seems like based on this new information. You know,
because even if I'm trying to negotiate for six figures and they offer me 20K for 5 days, I'm not. No one in that position is dumb enough to reject that for a voice acting.
Yeah,
that's why something seems fishy to me. I don't know if a session is consisted of one day or a week or a month. I have no clue. That's why I'm kind of skeptical of that kind of stuff, because 4K four to five K for a day seems like ridiculous overpay. Might as well just hire your fucking sister.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you're getting paid for like the rights too. So like, yes, it is a lot of money for not that much work. It is maybe not that much money for a lot of exposure if the game sells incredibly well, but like I personally, not knowing what averages are, I'd say $25,000 for a week's worth of work, pretty good. I'd say you're probably making more money than like a lot of sitcom voice actors are,
or anime voice actors. They make less.
Yeah, 25K in a week is ridiculous money.
Yeah, well, I mean, actors in general get paid a lot. Like fucking, how much money
does some do?
Yeah, some do, not all, but you know, like
yeah. Yeah. You know, like thing about it is that when you have a show that's like not, you know, Screen Actors Guild approved, they can give them whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's a lot. That's a lot of the gaming industry.
Yeah. But you know, there are people who make six figures, but they sure as hell aren't at the caliber of this person that's doing Bayonetta. So
yeah,
you know.
And again,
Bayonetta is not, you know, not even the big games like Call of Duty's, the GTA's. They don't fork up that kind of money unless you're a movie star.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she believes that they're making more money that she deserves more for her part. Who knows?
Well, as she learned, you know, she is replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is, man. All right. So that's that. Also, Blitz brought this up in the chat. If you guys want to discuss it, you can. I can't talk about it. But apparently they're using a different model for Kratos and God of War Ragnarok than the PS4 version. What do you guys think about that?
Hold on. Before we go off on that, I just want to throw in there. I looked up voice actors, and I just want to throw out hourly ranges between $200 and $300 per hour of recording. Most audiobooks consist of 4 to 6 hours of recording, and an audio's narrator salary works out to about $1,500 per audiobook read.
Well, that's for audiobooks, but...
Yeah, the audiobooks are not nearly as long as...
No. Well, they're saying 4 to 6 hours of recording goes out to $15 a day, or $1,500 a day, a lot of times. So, like, that seems significantly higher than the average, which seems pretty much on par with her exposure.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'd have to look at what the rate is for, like, video game voice acting. Because, like, you couldn't compare it to, like, say, something like animation. Because animation is the hiring A-listers, right? They're not taking less than, you know, multi-million dollars for recording sessions, right? So you can't compare that to video games. So I don't know what EA pays their well, their talent and what Rockstar pays their people and all this stuff, you know?
Does this help? As of 2020, the standard minimum rate for video game voice actors was $904 for or $902 for a 4-hour session, up to 3 voices, and $450 1 hour for 1 voice. Now that really doesn't help, does it? Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of.
So she was getting some good
$350 per hour.
If we go based off of these numbers, she well, was all right.
What that tells me is it's right actually in line with her exposure, her level of fame. So it's probably just that she thought she was worth more. They thought she wasn't. It seems very firmly grounded in that kind of amount. Like, it doesn't seem like they were trying to super lowball her.
They were paying her more money.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're paying her more money.
Yeah, she wanted more plus residuals, which I don't think any studio is going to give you that kind of deal.
Residuals doesn't really happen in the game industry.
No, it doesn't.
Like, and that was also one of the bigger one of the earlier problems that they were talking about. A while ago when the whole voice actors need more money deal thing started showing up again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
there you go. Anyway, does anybody want to say anything about Kratos?
Because what about Kratos?
So his PS4 model is different than the PS5 one, is it?
Apparently.
And that's a good thing, then. Time has passed. Shit, it better be something different. Well,
they're people complaining about reused assets. You know, they can't complain about this.
Yeah, that's not a reused asset, is it?
Exactly. What's the problem?
Different how? Like, do they specify how it's different? Or
I have just... I don't know. Blitz, can you explain? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
He just wanted us to talk about it.
If it's the same, or if it's different, it doesn't really change the experience for me.
Nope. Yeah.
Does he have dreads or something? Did he mention grow hair? It's like,
I suspect what it is he's just.
Apparently, Sony did a blog about it.
Yeah, he probably has a higher resolution model than he did before. That's about it. To be honest, like, you know, that doesn't really mean that much. It just means that they made a higher poly version of the same thing. Because whenever you do video games, there's always the super high polygon one. Then what you do is you do something which is called retopology, which is an alternate lower resolution model, and then a lot of the bump maps and all that sort of stuff is all applied to it. To make it look like it's a little more high resolution than it actually is.
He says they said that Sony says he was built from the ground up with more detail.
Well, the thing about it is it's like he's built with more detail. That doesn't mean much. Again, they have a previous model that's also very high resolution. You could literally just author a new version of them, just do some new things. So my guess is they probably just went in, they retopologized that thing, did some resculpting on Kratos, retopologized it and put it out there. So the in-game model is most definitely a different model than was in both the previous PlayStation. But I suspect that it's essentially has the same groundwork as the previous, as the other one. It's just they could put a more higher resolution one in there.
Yeah.
Because you got to realize the models that you make for a video game, you actually end up making more than one model. That's why Nanite is such a big deal, because you're actually just using those high resolution assets without doing any sort of additional retopology or resculpting to for lower resolutions. So there you go.
I
don't know.
Thank you for explaining that. Obviously, yeah. I cannot say anything because I'm reviewing the game, so hush here. Unlike that, what's that name, the leaker? Is that what was the motherfucker's name?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that guy is.
Yeah, I'm not going to be making a burner account and like leaking information about God of War Ragnarok. Wait till November 3rd to hear my full review. That's all you get. All right, we're done here, men. Good show. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Nope, nothing right now.
All right, Adam, you got anything?
No. I mean, we got another episode of I Am Negan.
Well, then yes.
No, we don't got nothing.
But that'll be on Sunday, and that's a Sunday, so it's not.
I mean, we released the show two days ago.
They can keep talking. Yeah,
plug the shit, man.
They're into Walking Dead. I don't think anyone from here listens to it, though. Well, I don't know. Anybody in the chat? Anybody ever listen to it?
We have other fans.
You know, I am Negan.
And we have people who listen.
You can check it out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube.
Plug the shit.
You know? Also, yeah, I'm telling you, Uncharted. I reviewed that for the Legacy Edition for on Steam Deck, and it worked, man. It was pulling.
Oh, shit. I still got to try to figure this out because I've been playing on PC. Shit is butter. But yeah, I got to play it on Steam Deck.
It worked, man. Nice.
Life. So. It's like Drake's Fort. It was Golden Abyss, you know? Remember playing on a Vita? Now you play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. This one is, you know, this is just Uncharted 4 and Lost Legacy. I'm sure eventually the next one will come in. They've already got the pre orders out for the Miles one.
Yeah. Yo, Adam, what's going on with Call of Duty, man? I heard people are playing it already.
Yeah, well, the campaign looks like that's going to be up. So, yeah, that's out a week early, and then all the multiplayer stuff is still locked until next week. In fact, just the multiplayer, and then I think a week after that, that's when Warzone 2 drops. So it's broken up into different events for what people want to do. If you pre-ordered and you purchased that other edition, then you got the campaign now. If not, then just wait till when it officially launches with the multiplayer a week after that. Call of Duty, and I got Mountain Dew. I got a bunch of caps already. I got people at the job giving me all their Mountain Dew caps, so then that way I get all the bonuses.
Oh, man.
So,
My pits asked who's watching Black Adam.
I don't know about Black Adam. But only Adam I'm watching is Brown Puerto Adam. Rican. You know, Puerto Rican Brown Adam.
Black Adam. I've heard of that.
Black Adam is a new rock movie, you know?
That's what they say, but Adam,
you don't believe it.
I don't believe it's his movie, is what I'm saying. I think this is going to be the downfall for him.
Oh, shit.
Because The Rock can always be The Rock in all his type of movies. He adds his own little flair to things. Redundant. He can't do that to them. He's got to play this fucking character. And from what I've seen in the trailers, he is playing the character. I don't see any of Dwayne Johnson in this. This is all Black Adam. That's why his daughter wasn't thrilled when he showed it to her and she saw that video and she went, man, she wasn't thrilled. Mm.
Like, he's
like, listen, you don't talk about the Papa Rock's movies.
Yeah, I don't care about that movie.
Now I feel like they're looking at the bottom of the barrel for characters. I feel like, really? This Black Adam movie? Come on. Who asked for this?
Nope. They're only really just doing it to try to sort of loosely relaunch the film.
Barry Burton asked Adam, what's up with Lucha Underground? And Tony, there was a Final Fantasy 16 trailer?
I told you motherfuckers I've been out of it all week. I'll come over and beat your fucking ass, man. Don't lie to me, Carlos. Man.
Look up, go.
Why did you tell me his cheese was so good?
Yeah, no, why'd you tell me the cheese was this good?
The Lucha Underground is still alive. That's MLW. That's where Dario Cuadros now works over at MLW.
Oh, hold on.
And they have a division there, and they're going to have another show. They just signed a TV deal with ProWrestling.tv or something like that. And so you will be able to see their variation of Lucha Underground. I told you this. This is a while. I sent this video out, I think it was like a year or two ago, because they have their own version of a Royal Rumble. And Dario Cuadros came out.
What you called it?
Well, you didn't say this is it, so I didn't believe you.
I sent the video. It doesn't get any better than that.
There is a Final Fantasy 16 trailer, man. You motherfuckers didn't tell me.
I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. I don't know.
It's on the PlayStation blog too. I'll have to check this out after the show. Goddamn. Thank you, Blitz.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Not you, man. Blitz.
I don't like you. You didn't tell me no Final Fantasy was coming.
Yeah. Brown Adam, you know.
Yeah. Man, they lied when they said the first, after they made a sequel to a Final Fantasy. Like, yo, it's supposed to be the final. Your first one is supposed to be your last one. Don't keep making them.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, yeah, he brings up a good point. It's like maybe there was going to be a showcase because we have all these blogs for different things, you know, all hitting on the same day in the 20th.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Isn't that ironic? By the way, who was that? Alanis Morissette, right?
Yeah, Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, she was making the rounds on Twitter. So I'm like, what the fuck? She's still around? You know,
she still does tours. I mean, everybody still tours. You just went to see Maiden. People would say the same thing.
They'll but it's Maiden though. They've never stopped.
Aren't they all dead on drugs and shit?
Yeah, what are you talking about? They've been releasing albums.
Not me. That's what I'm saying though. The casuals don't know. They knew some of the hits, and then that was it.
I don't know, man. Well, the thing is, like, and I was telling Manny this, like, when Manny and I started watching Maiden back in like the early 2000s, we were the young guys. Now we're the old guys because, like, you know, like. everybody's young. They had this one part last night. They were like, who was born after year 2000? It was like a good quarter of them. It was like, oh, shit. You know?
Oh, damn.
And then, like, when they go, who was born after 2010? It was like, ah, a bunch of kids. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, because they
wait, since at an Iron Maiden concert?
Yeah, because since Maiden releases new albums like every couple of years, they keep getting new fans, constantly. So now me and Manny are the old guys at the show because there's a bunch of kids there, you know?
I didn't know Iron Maiden was popular with the children.
Yeah, they like all the riffs and stuff, you know?
They put on a show, man.
Carlos, you know where my Iron Maiden is the most popular on Earth? South America, man.
Oh, yeah.
They love that shit down there.
We saw a lot of Mexicanos there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a lot of them. Once I don't know how to get tickets for the train, too, you know?
I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys had to wait, like, behind them. And
yeah, it was funny because then at the end, the woman was like, esa máquina no sirve, esa máquina no sirve. So they leave, you know, the machine doesn't work. So they leave. This one dude just rolls up, gets his ticket right away. It's hilarious. I mean,
you can use your phone now.
Yeah, no? Can you on the LIRR?
Yeah, you should.
Can use your phone. Oh, yeah. I mean, there is an app for that. That's true.
I mean, they got an app for that.
But, no, you're right. If you're not paying attention to a scene, you don't know. Like, apparently, Manny was telling me about Billy Joel still around doing stuff. Like, he bought out the garden.
All the time.
The garden, he has a contract there.
Yeah, I was like, what? Yeah. Yeah. Dude's still around?
It's like he treats it like they treat these Vegas hotels.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That type of thing, because he makes a killing there, and he says he doesn't have to travel far, because he still lives in Long Island.
He just thinks the LIRR, you know?
No, he drives, and then he bangs into that tree that he refuses to move, and he keeps banging into it. Remember? He banged into the same tree like two or three times.
It's hilarious. So, yes, if you're not into different scenes, you don't know. You know, Iron Maiden is probably the biggest touring metal band on Earth, and they have been for like 20 years, you know? Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Even more than Metallica.
They're probably neck and neck.
They're probably neck and neck.
They're probably
remember which one made the most.
Remember, Iron Maiden releases more albums than Metallica. You know.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. Pretty interesting.
Yeah. What's his name? Guns N' Roses. Remember that? Was it the 2017? They made like $82 million. They were like they made the most money out of all the touring bands.
The Guns N' Roses? Oh, yeah.
Because they were apart for a long-ass time. And then I think
they're still apart. It's funny to see, like, right afterwards, Slash just, like, leaves. He walks away. He said that the worst part is spending any time with them after that. He's just done. He does it for the money.
Yeah. But, yeah, speaking about, you know, getting new fans, because when we went to go see Tool, they hadn't released an album in 15 years. It was just a bunch of old people there. You know, guys our age, basically, you know.
And that's whose fault? That's Maynard's fault. Because if he would have cut the bullshit with the streaming service and just put it out there, then we could have been promoted forever.
We were in Jersey, man, watching him. We're like, man, ain't no bitches here. You know, it's like, there were girls there, but it was like, you know, sketchy, man.
Oh, all right. Breaking news. Breaking news. Platinum Games just tweeted something. I haven't read it yet, but it looks like it's something.
Man, what's going on?
We at Platinum Games offer our sincerest appreciation to everyone who has contributed to creating the Bayonetta series over the years, as well as the community that has served as its foundation. We give our full support to Jennifer Hale as the new Bayonetta and align with everything in her statement. Mm. We ask people to please refrain from any further comments that would disrespect Jennifer or any of the other contributors to the series.
Yeah, okay, you know what? We got to talk about that real quick. Because you know what? This is the internet age. You know what happened afterwards.
They came after Jennifer Hale.
They came after Platinum. Death threats, all that shit. You know? Mm-hmm. The usual stuff. Fucking insane, man. Mm. And, you know, it's just sad that we're not surprised, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The usual nonsense happened. But anyway. All right,
Jennifer Hale's probably on her next game by tomorrow, so she'll probably forget about it soon.
Yeah, because she made a statement and stuff, you know. But
it was a very diplomatic statement.
Oh yeah,
she's a lot of, she's some shit, man.
Obviously, she's not going to be saying anything like dropping bombs or anything.
No.
She wrote a very sort of even keel sort of thing, which is great.
Yeah, she's gonna write
as she should do. You know, what is she gonna smack at the fucking game company that just gave her the job?
Yeah, exactly. Nah.
She's gonna be like, all right, well, I hope you enjoyed the game.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, man, we are done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord. where the conversations and the rumors are always popping. Thank you, Mob Hits, for all of that good stuff. Okay. Throwdown is on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show Tours, Throwdown Show, ThrowdownShow.com to listen to previous episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Man, I don't know about The Walking Dead, man.
Oh. Adam Vail.
And he start killing off some key characters. Don't give a shit. Instead of announcing that they all have their own spinoffs.
Kill some people, no, man.
Everybody got fucking spinoffs, so then there's no surprises because you know everyone's going to live. That's the fuck up.
That's stupid. Anyway, Brett Murdoch.
Deuces, people.
And Brian Majoma.
Apparently, Gotham Knights is looking worse than Arkham Knight.
That was pretty good. I don't know.
Oh, there we go. And all right, people. Well, would you play Gotham Knights, Adam?
Oh yeah, that's a whole other thing. But yeah,
my game's been getting shitted on, bro.
I didn't. Now, from what I see, was because people didn't like the story and it's short.
I heard the whole thing was bad.
I liked the fact that you can switch between characters, so I can actually run around with a gun in this universe. Lots of people.
Hmm. Anyway, we'll see you on the Sunday show.
Red Hood. All day, every day.
Yeah, that fucking Guido version and shit. Anyway, we'll talk later on.
Later,
folks.
Peace.